This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, launching into the second hour here. We got time for you if you want to join us. 855-450-FREE. Will one man's jury pamphlets cause a lawless nation? That's what the prosecution is saying in a case out of Big Rapids, Michigan. McCosta County District Courtroom was packed on Thursday morning, according to Fox 17, where a man, Keith Wood, is facing felony charges for passing out flyers in front of the courthouse, which we talked about here a couple weeks ago here on Free Talk Live. There's now the latest in the case, which we'll tell you here in moments, but I first will introduce the studio. It's Ian here.
James.
And TJ the Spy.
You're welcome to join us on the phones at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So the courtroom was packed where supporters of Keith Wood were joining him. So it's good to hear that this guy is not going alone on this. Unfortunately, he was alone on the day that he was arrested at the courthouse handing out these flyers. Glad to see he actually has some supporters who have come out of the woodwork now that he's facing 5 years in prison for a felony jury tampering charge after passing out fully informed jury association flyers on the sidewalk in front of the courthouse. And fully informed jury association is known as FIJA online, FIJA.org, FIJA.org. They're a great website that encourages jurors to vote their conscience in a case. Jury nullification is your right to vote how you feel about the law, not just what the facts of the case say.
So, for example, you know, I am a jury nullifier, and they say, well, we pulled over a guy during a traffic stop. There were 5 kilos of cocaine in the trunk. He said, yep, they're mine. And I go, good, not guilty. And there's,
even though they proved their case.
Sure, they proved it, but I think the law is a unconstitutional law. So jury nullification is your right as a juror to say, yep, he totally did it, but I think the punishment's too harsh, so not guilty, or I think it's a victimless crime, so not guilty.
Right.
And the great thing about jury nullification is it only takes one juror out of 12 to say, I don't think this is right, not guilty, and that'll hang the whole jury.
In most places, I did just learn that apparently in Louisiana you only need like 10 out of 12.
It depends on the state. So the Constitution never said how many people do you need on a jury.
Yeah.
It doesn't say. Some states it's 6, some it's 12. Do you need unanimous consent? It depends.
Most places you do, but apparently not everywhere.
Some places you don't.
You know, it's really fascinating, too. I mean, you would think you'd have free speech. I mean, passing out pamphlets, and it's like there's so many things in the legal system. It's like jury tampering. Like, I don't see how this is jury tampering. Like, jury tampering to me would mean, like, you're telling the jury how to vote
on a particular case. And you are correct. In federal law, so Julian Heichlin was arrested in the New York Southern District for passing out pamphlets similar to these. And ultimately, the court ruled that he couldn't be convicted of jury tampering because he wasn't telling a juror how to vote in a particular case. He was saying,
that's correct.
And
so you should have the free speech to do that anyway. I should be able to hold a sign that says, I don't know, Rich Paul
should be found not guilty.
I mean, I should be able to stand outside during his trial and do that.
Well, now that's a good question. Would standing with a sign that doesn't directly target any one person be considered jury tampering?
It would be if you said, Rich Paul, find Rich Paul not guilty.
On the sign?
On the sign, outside of a courthouse. If you know the person is a juror, and that's why jurors are clearly identified.
Like to me, jury tampering should be like, listen here, boy, you're going to vote this way or I'm going to do something to you. Like, to me, that's what it should be. But there's so many things in the legal system that, like, money laundering means something other than what we all think it means. And, like, you can have a bald eagle feather and that's going to be a crime. And there's just so many little tripfalls and landmines all over the legal system.
I would like to mention there are two websites. One is FIJA, and there's another one I like more is the New Hampshire Jury Association, so NH Jury. NH Jury's website, it's specific to New Hampshire, but it's laid out a lot better. And a lot of the advice they give, they have a pamphlet you can distribute, is still available for everybody. FIJA's website, it's okay, but I just, the web they need to redesign a little bit where the information's easier to access. That's
Oh, thanks. That's my website, the NHJury.com.
So, yeah, NHJury.
Appreciate the compliment.
Yes, NHJury I like a lot better. I like the pamphlets better because they just explain it a lot more simply.
Yeah.
Because a juror, you know, you're handing something to a juror, you need to get your point in within the first 15 seconds.
So I think we do have a good flyer here, and it is downloadable from the site, so anybody who wants to see what we've done can go to nhjury.com. But let me get into what the prosecution here had to say about this dastardly jury-informing man. According to Fox 17, after Judge Kimberly Boer adjourned the preliminary exam on Thursday, both parties argued who should be called as witnesses in the case. Mecosta County Prosecutor Brian Thede told Judge Boer he's not a necessary witness, and if he's called as one, he plans to tell the jury the pamphlets that Wood passed out could create a lawless nation, he said. This, quote, fully informed jury association pamphlet just says ignore the law, ignore the facts, do what your conscience wants, he said after he tossed the pamphlet onto the table. And I'm thinking, he continued, oh my goodness, well, we could have the jury who thinks that jihad is righteous. And if the San Bernardino shooters had not been killed, they'll say, let's acquit.
Yes.
End quote.
Well, you want to go. I would say if you're going to use the power of the state to punish somebody, then what you did should be so unequivocally wrong that it's pretty easy to get unanimous consent. I mean, if I seriously doubt if you went out and surveyed 12 people and said, is it okay to put a knife to a person's throat and demand their wallet? Is that okay or not?
No one would say yes.
I seriously doubt that 12 people, you could get even one to vote not guilty on the grounds of jury nullification. But if you went out and asked, you know, should you be allowed to smoke marijuana? Should you be allowed to do cocaine? I'm willing to bet you might get
a mixed bag.
And the fact that there's such a huge disagreement about what the law should be means that it should be dealt with in things other than the state. The state, if you're going to use the state to punish people, then what the person's doing should be so unequivocally wrong that there's no disagreement that they should be punished.
Yeah, first of all, I guess the lawless nation, I mean, the jury was supposed to be a check on the government. As my understanding was, you know, the Crown was issuing punishments to people, and it's like, well, you know, it's not like it's some other entity that's punishing me. So I think the idea was, well, you know, we're going to have your quote-unquote peers do it. And the second thing, you know, there's something called a Blackstone's formulation, and it's basically like it's better to let 10 guilty people go free than to punish one innocent. So, I mean,
I agree.
You know, you should be really careful. I think it's, if there's any doubt, it should be like, well, this isn't a crime, so not guilty. Like, that should be the norm.
But I'm just punished. Of course, he's charged with two crimes. One is the misdemeanor of jury tampering with a $1,000 fine and up to a year in jail.
I thought it was felony jury tampering.
Well, no, this obstruction of justice is what he's actually charged with. Is it a felony punishable by a $10,000 fine and up to a 5 years in prison? And obstruction
that's
of justice,
ridiculous.
I don't see how on earth this is obstruction of justice, because that's a very specific crime, and this is definitely not. So a lot of times what the prosecutor does is they'll do charge stacking. They'll charge five things, and they'll say, well, if you plead guilty to the lowest one, we'll dismiss the four serious ones. But if you try and fight us and go to a jury,
we'll take it to the wall.
We'll get 100 years in prison. And so hopefully this guy, I mean, $150,000 was his bond. I mean, that's like a murder-level bond. Like, if you kill somebody, $150,000, that's a huge amount.
Well, this is a huge thing to the state. I mean, we've said here on Free Talk Live that the real crime in America is disobeying the state.
Correct.
And even James here is facing trial next week. We should probably get into that a little bit. But he's facing trial for that exact crime.
How dare you keep filming the police,
yeah,
you naughty boy.
Very, very, very naughty boy.
But this is what they really don't like. I mean, that's why I went to jail for a 90-day sentence on what was a full, I think it was a year sentence suspended to 90 days.
Was that the couch deal?
No. That was when I stood in front of the police car. The couch deal was nothing.
Oh, yeah.
I only got sentenced to 4 days on that. But the police car, when you stand in front of the state's operatives and you prevent them from doing their job,
okay,
that was obstructing
How
government
administration.
How much did
you get for, like, you know, making Judge Burke explode like a volcano?
Well, those were three contempt of court charges at 30 days apiece. But my point was going to be,
okay,
I went to jail on a 90-day sentence, and I was in there for longer than guys who were there for DUI.
Yeah.
So I mean, and also they punished me worse because I took my case to a jury trial. So I had a 60-day sentence in district court. Then I got convicted in a jury trial of one less charge. So I actually beat the resisting arrest charge in front of a jury, which I didn't beat in front of the judge. So even though I got convicted on half the charges, I got a 50% higher sentence.
Yes.
Because I went to the jury trial. Actually, that's going to be what James is doing next week. He'll be going to a jury trial on his charges of disorderly conduct and, I believe, resisting arrest.
It's going to be fun.
For recording video of the police in a public place. 855-453, that's our toll-free number. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you become a slave to big tobacco? Have they taken away your money, your health, and even your freedom, forcing you to stand out in the cold this winter? There's an alternative. With the help of Jimmy the Juice Man and GiantVapes.com, for less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can make the switch to electronic cigarettes and take back your freedom. At GiantVapes.com, you'll find a selection of high-quality, reasonably priced electronic cigarette hardware kits to get you started, and a selection of delicious, premium-flavored liquid refills from the award-winning Jimmy the Juice Man brand. These aren't the junk you find at your local convenience store or gas station. Use coupon code FTL10 for 10% off your first order of hardware and Jimmy the Juice Man brand liquid at GiantVapes.com, where you'll always get free, guaranteed same-day shipping. Break free of the chains of sin taxes and big tobacco. Free same-day shipping and 10% off from GiantVapes.com with coupon code FTL10. That's GiantVapes.com with coupon code FTL10.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Michigan, McCosta County Prosecutor Brian Thede told the judge that we would have a lawless nation if people were to vote their conscience. My God, how could we allow people to make their own individual decisions about whether or not something was right or wrong? Because that's really what jury nullification comes down to. If you think the law is bad, and there's plenty of bad laws, you should be able to vote your conscience. And for as long as there has been the sort of Western judicial system, jurors have had that right.
Yes.
But the government has tried to preclude people from learning about that or finding out about that. And we'll tell you more about what happened in Michigan here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Another thing the government doesn't want you to know about is that they're probably spying on you in a variety of different ways, which is what Edward Snowden revealed a couple of years ago. And Edward Snowden, of course, is now one of the most wanted men in the United States, which is why he cannot show up in person at the upcoming New Hampshire Liberty Forum, but he will be on via video conference. Edward Snowden is announced as one of the keynote speakers for the upcoming New Hampshire Liberty Forum. You want to join us? It's going to be a lot of fun. Go to nhlibertyforum.com. Free Talk Live. We will be broadcasting live from the event every single night. It's February 18th through the 21st. That's a Thursday through a Sunday. It's happening at the Radisson Hotel in Manchester, New Hampshire. It's a very nice hotel, the largest hotel of its sort in all of New Hampshire. So this is the big time for the Free State Project's yearly event, their yearly hotel convention, the Liberty Forum. So it's February 18th through the 21st. Free Talk Live, broadcasting live. Edward Snowden, one of the keynote speakers. More speakers will be announced, but go and get your tickets now. It's really not, for me, it's not about the speakers. It's about the people. It's about the community of liberty activists that we have here that's growing here all the time in New Hampshire. You don't want to miss this event. It's for the hardcore. It is in the middle of winter time here in New Hampshire, but if the rest of the winter is anything like the fall has been here thus far, it might actually be fairly mild. Of course, you never know. It is New England, and the weather tends to change fairly dramatically. NHLibertyForum.com. Luckily, it won't be snowing inside the hotel. It'll be nice and toasty in there, so we'll look forward to seeing you February 18th through the 21st. NHLibertyForum.com. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. We've got Andy. He's in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian James and TJ the Spy. Hello, Andy.
How are y'all doing?
Hey, go ahead, sir.
Hey, jury nullification is a fantastic idea. It's really sad that we even have to have such a program where people are actually trying to get people to go, hey, these laws suck.
Yeah.
You know, they're unconstitutional and so on. But if you ever find yourself in a courtroom, your best bet is to go pro se. Because if you go pro se, then you turn around, you can do your opening statement to the jury, and you can bring up jury nullification. You can talk about that stuff.
And well, it depends on which court you're in.
Yeah.
So in federal court, that'll quickly get you a slap from the judge, and the judge will say you got to disregard that. So,
well, what's really funny is that if you go pro se, they give you a mental test to see if you're capable.
Yeah, it's called a Feretta inquiry, yes.
Yeah, and I find that unconstitutional as well. It says you have the right to someone to represent you. It doesn't say you have to do it. So why do I have to take a test to do it? I mean,
well, okay, so the Sixth Amendment says you always have the right to represent yourself. However, to do so, you must be competent. And that was Feretta versus California. And basically, the court has to inquire about to see if you're insane or not. Because if you're insane, if you have schizophrenia, if you can't understand English,
I've seen the court allow insane people to represent themselves.
Yes. But you have to, in order to represent yourself, the court has to determine whether you're competent. That doesn't mean you're not foolish. You can be foolish and represent yourself, but the court has to initiate what's called a Feretta inquiry to say, can you...
What are some of the questions they would ask during an inquiry?
Do you know the difference between objection and sustained and overruled? Do you know how to properly form a question? Do you know what asked and answered means? Do you understand that you have the right to subpoena evidence? Do you understand how to lay a foundation? Those kind of things. They will grant some latitude. Now, here's the thing.
I've never been asked that. Is that only a federal court thing?
It's Feretta versus California is the precedent, but generally a judge has to inquire how competent are you, and once the judge says, yes, you're competent, you may serve as your own counsel. Now, there's a little asterisk in the Sixth Amendment. It says you may have counsel of your choosing, but there's a little invisible asterisk that you can't see. It says that we approve of. So in most states, like if I was in Missouri, if Ian was on trial, maybe I know the law very well. Maybe I'm one of the best lawyers ever. I cannot represent him in Missouri court because I am not a licensed lawyer. And it doesn't matter how much I know about the law. I'm not even allowed to take the bar exam in Missouri because I don't have an ABA accredited JD degree. That's a requirement to take the bar exam in 46 of the states. You must go to an ABA accredited law school. You must get a JD. Once you've done that, then you can take the bar exam, get your bar license. Then you can start charging people.
Is that required in New Hampshire to take the exam?
No, in New Hampshire, as long as you do not charge, and as long as you waive your rights to ineffective assistance of counsel, and as long as you're a person of good moral character, and as long as the court approves, you do not have to be a licensed attorney to represent
someone. Right, you
somebody.
Can represent someone, but taking the bar exam, do you have to have the little
yes.
permission slip?
You have to have a JD in order to take the bar exam in New
Andy,
Hampshire.
Any other thoughts you want to share?
Well, hey, what about the bar exam? What exactly does BAR stand for? It's British.
There's a lot of conspiracy theories around that. That's a good question. What do you think, TJ? What does BAR stand for?
BAR, well, literally the bar was where the judge's bench. You would approach the bar, and so it would be high up there. And so when Your Honor, you asked, like, Your Honor, may we approach the bar? Sorry, there we go.
Well,
and so
the bar exam, the British Admiral Rule is what I've understood.
Oh, I've heard it stands for British Accredited Registry. So there's all kinds of theories about there. Thanks, Andy, for your call tonight, man. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I guess the conspiracy theory around that is that it's all part of the crown, is the idea that, the bar is the British Accredited Registry or the British whatever rule, suggesting that
Maybe there's a barrister, because in England they don't call them lawyers, they call them barristers or solicitors. So,
Suggestion being that the U.S. has never left British rule.
Yeah,
but that's just a conspiracy.
I mean, my belief is, like, if you were a charge, you say, look, I understand TJ's not a lawyer, but I feel he'll do a better job than the public defender. He has more time to devote to my
Almost
case.
Almost anyone can do a better job than the public defender.
Yeah.
I think you'd be a better attorney than a lot of actual licensed attorneys who aren't public defenders.
Yeah.
You really seem to know your stuff.
Yeah. And if I don't, I mean, that's the key thing, is like, if I don't know what I'm talking about, I just shut up. Or I say, look, I don't know what to do here. I'm going to turn it over to an expert. But a lot of lawyers, you know, that's the whole thing, is my objection is not necessarily to having a licensing exam. It's to having a licensing exam I can't even take unless I go to law school.
To their school.
Like, what if I had the knowledge of all 9 Supreme Court justices that magically teleported into my head, and I am the smartest jurisprudential lawyer in the country? I can still not take the bar exam because I do not have a JD degree.
They want you to go to their school where they can indoctrinate you with their belief system.
I wouldn't even say indoctrination. I think they want to saddle you with $150,000
in debt. That way you have to charge your clients $300 an hour. Because otherwise you could just do it for $50 an hour or something like that.
You can't risk your license because then you'd lose your job.
But that's one of the interesting things is you're pointing out, TJ, you can actually represent somebody. As long as you're of good character, basically, you can represent somebody
alone.
In New Hampshire. And we had thought previously that there was a limit of twice per year, but it doesn't appear that there
discretion.
Is. Yeah, it doesn't appear that there is a limit necessarily unless the judge just decides they don't want to let you do it.
Yep.
855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number. Join us. Hear more on Jury Nullification.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free here to join us. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Costa County Prosecutor Brian Thied told a judge this week, according to Fox17Online.com, that we would have a lawless nation if people were to vote their conscience, he said. In the case of the man who's charged with jury tampering, as well as obstructing justice, a felony, for handing out fully informed jury association flyers in front of the Mecosta County Courthouse. And he's not the only person, by the way, who's been arrested in recent times. There was Denver, Colorado. They arrested some of the jury outreach activists there. Florida, in the Orlando area, has arrested jury outreach activists, including Julian Heichlin. So this isn't the first time, and sometimes they get away with it, sometimes they don't. In this case, defense attorney Dave Kalman said he understood the concerns of the judge and Thied with jury nullification, but he said, quote, I understand what the prosecutor's saying. We don't want anarchy and that sort of thing, but I think he's conflating what was going on here with what the actual rights of jurors are. Jurors have the power to rule according to their conscience. And it is a scary thing that to the state, the idea that jurors might find this out. And let me tell you, this isn't a surprise that the prosecutor is making this argument, and you damn well better believe he's going to make it to the jury as well, because that's what happened in Ademo Freeman's case.
I was actually just thinking that. They said, well, if you let Ademo get, you know, off on this, he's going to run a red light and, you know, kill someone.
They literally said, the prosecution, and it also happened in the Occupy New Hampshire case, the prosecution say, whenever these cases bring up jury nullification, the prosecutors make it out to be, well, look, jury, we know you have the right to use your conscience. Well, that's a long-established right. But if you were to let this man go, it'll send a signal that'll destroy the nation. I mean, they really do believe, it seems like, or they want the jury to believe, that if the jury nullifies, that that will destroy the society as we know it. It will destroy the justice system, and it will set all these, you know, murderers free.
Well, let's just take a look and break that down logically. There are a whole bunch of rules every day that we ignore. There's a rule that says we have to come to a full and complete stop at a stop sign, but we don't always follow that, do we?
Most people won't follow that one unless there's a police officer visible.
Yeah. But so if there was a law that says you can't murder somebody, and you tried to argue jury nullification saying, you know, ladies and gentlemen, this law is clearly unconstitutional. I should be allowed to go around and put a gun to whoever's head I desire to demand money. I seriously doubt you're going to get 12 people or even, you know, 11, one person out of 12 to agree with that statement.
Well, the old claim, though, TJ, is that back in the days of, like, the civil rights era, that there were some
white
juries that would sort of reverse jury, or they would use jury nullification to let a murderer go, like somebody who was on trial for lynching.
Emmett Till is the good example. So Emmett Till was a black boy who whistled at a white woman back in the 50s or 60s. And so two white men captured him, killed him. They were found not guilty, and then they bragged afterwards because of ex post facto. Well, you know, once you're found not guilty, you can't be tried again. There's a little asterisk by that, but I'll just say in general, once you're found not guilty, you can't be tried again. But they bragged about it, and now they're both dead. They died of natural causes. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's a good thing. Jury nullification is not it's morally a neutral. It can be used for good. It can be used for bad. But I promote it because it only takes one person out of 12 to say, hey, this law, its punishment is too harsh,
mm-hmm.
or it doesn't fit the crime, or, yeah, the guy did it, it's just he doesn't deserve to be punished this harshly. So I'm going to vote not guilty to send a message to the prosecutor to stop this nonsense.
Well, that's another crazy thing. The jury is not supposed to know what the punishment is.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Which to me is insane.
Yeah. In federal court, the is absolute no-no. A federal juror is not allowed to know what sentence you could be giving to the person. So, and that's what's crazy.
I mean, think about like how these people are just so obedient. Like they're not. I would go home and be like, oh, I'm going to see what you know this person's facing. You know?
In that case, you'd be violating a court order.
I can't believe that. No one does
In federal court, the jurors are simply supposed to try facts. Did he do it or not? Guilty or not? The judge is the one who uses his sentencing guidelines. So he goes down and says, well, do they have a prior record? Add 5 points. Was there an act of violence? Add 2 points.
Mm-hmm.
And then he looks up how many points, and then it says you got to give between 48 and 56 months. So it's very formulaic. But the whole point is, like, a lot of jurors in federal cases have said, oh, I voted guilty. Sure, I thought he was guilty. I thought he was going to get maybe 6 months, maybe 12 months. I didn't realize he was going to get 30 years in prison.
Yeah, it's terrible.
For being a drug kingpin. Conspiracy, like, that's a big one. Conspiracy, if you get convicted of 18 U.S.C. Section 371 conspiracy, you are guilty as though you did the whole thing. So
even though you just conspired.
Well, it doesn't matter. Like, basically, conspiracy, like, Ian, you and I decide to go, like, commit income tax fraud somehow. So you're going to fill out a fraudulent return to get an EITC, Earned Income Tax Credit. And you say, hey, I filled out this fraudulent tax return. TJ, would you take me in your car down to the mailbox and help me mail it? The moment I do that, I am knowingly and willingly I'm conspiring with you to commit income tax fraud, namely filing a false statement under 18 U.S.C. Section
1. Which, of course, I have no interest in doing. I don't want to talk whatsoever to the IRS. If I would make any recommendations to anyone, all these schemes about the IRS, like, oh, just fill out a zero return or whatever. There's all these, you know, hucksters out there pitching how to get out of the IRS. In my opinion, better just be off their radar entirely and not send them anything.
But a lot of people have been, you know, hey, dude, can you take this package from this side of town to the other side of town? Don't open it. Don't look what's in it. And
well, if they don't know what's in it, then is it?
You should have known what's in it. That's what the prosecution will argue. Hey, someone gave you $10,000 to take a package across town. You should have known that it contained an illegal substance.
I don't see how you would have known that.
Well, that's what they're going to argue to a jury. It's called willful ignorance.
I agree with you, Ian, but they're going to say a reasonable person.
Yeah.
So let me see here. Going back to the story from Michigan, people in the courtroom applauded the defense attorney when he quoted from the Michigan criminal jury instructions, which say, quote, "In the end, your vote must be your own, and you must vote honestly and in good conscience," unquote. It's in the jury instruction, for goodness sake, said the defense attorney. That's given every single time in every single criminal case in the state, unquote. The key argument Thursday focused on the defense subpoenas of Judge Peter Jeklovic, who was accused of directly ordering Wood's arrest. Magistrate Thomas Lyons, Prosecutor Brian Thied, and the Assistant Prosecutor Nathan Hull. Kalman said the prosecution must be called as witnesses because the police reports show that the judge directed court employees, or excuse me, the prosecutor directed court employees to speak with Wood outside the courthouse as he handed out the jury nullification flyers in late November. These are all points that make it clear that they are necessary witnesses, but the prosecutor directly questioned our client in the hallway. When he's brought in, he's not Mirandized. I don't know what he asked him. I'm not entitled to call him as a witness while this is going on before the judge orders him to be arrested. So the big question here is whether or not the prosecutor himself will be able to be called as a witness in this particular case. They want to call the judge as well.
If he's called as a witness, who's going to prosecute the case?
They'll have to have a special prosecutor come in to handle this, I guess a state prosecutor or something like that. So anyway, Kalman said Wood was not targeting jurors while passing out pamphlets that have general legal information. He said these charges violate free speech. Well, you know, I don't think there's a problem with just targeting jurors for jury nullification outreach.
Yeah.
Because the jury nullification pamphlets just encourage people to use their judgment. Use your conscience. It doesn't say to vote one way or another on a specific case, which is what the definition of jury tampering is. So when we do jury nullification outreach here in New Hampshire, the best day to do it is on jury day when they're selecting the jurors. And the best time to do it is when the potential jurors are arriving in the morning. So there's a certain hour-long window where that's the absolute best time to hand these things out because you're reaching the jurors.
And if you're a person who believes that the drug war is, you know, time to be ended, your whole goal should be to get on a jury. Most people try and get out of jury duty. But, you know, if you want to help protect liberty and you're a liberty-minded person, you want to get on that jury, but you don't want to appear too eager. So you want to appear bored, like, I don't know, whatever. I believe people deserve a fair trial. But you want to get on that jury so that when that person says, I totally did it, you can say not guilty.
Our toll-free number is 855-453. Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're SimpliSafe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. Join us right here toll free. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype as well at Skype username lrn.fm. If you want to contact us that way, you'll sound better if you're on Skype most of the time. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
James.
And for now, TJ the Spy, unless I change my name.
At some point, you probably will. How many times have you changed it so far?
I have had 5 legal names over my lifetime.
and you're 34, right?
And I am 34 years old, according to the government. But, of course, that's arbitrary, too, because that's all your birth record is some record in some computer database, and that can be changed at will.
So we're talking about jury nullification. The prosecution in the case in Mecosta County, Michigan, is trotting out the usual excuses, the usual scary claims about jury nullification that basically if people were to use their conscience to judge cases, that will result in the destruction of society as we know it. And I'm not really exaggerating there. They actually do say in their statement, quote, "We would have a lawless nation if people were to vote their conscience," says the prosecutor in Mecosta County. And that's very, very similar to what has been said in cases here in New Hampshire, where our friend Ademo Freeman from coplock.org was on trial for supposed wiretapping when he recorded a conversation he had on the phone with some school bureaucrats. They charged him with felony wiretapping in that case. And in the very closing statement of that case, the prosecutor pleaded with the jury to find him guilty, because if they were to use jury nullification, that would be the beginning of the end for society as we know it. And now we see that now with the whole Muslim fear-mongering going on out there, they're now trotting out the idea that, well, if you were to use jury nullification in this case, Mr. and Mrs. Juror, then there could be somebody who comes along and uses it to nullify in the case of some jihadists. We wouldn't want that now, would we? Now, the jury hasn't actually been impaneled for the case. These are some arguments they're making prior to the case actually starting. But that's an indicator of what that prosecutor is going to say to the jury. They're absolutely going to trot out terrorism, and they're going to say that jury nullification could lead to terrorists who are on a jury going to vote not guilty for a terrorist who is facing criminal charges.
Here's one problem with the juries that we have. We always say a jury of your peers, but, you know, whenever I go up for trial, there aren't any drug dealers on my jury. There aren't any convicted felons on my jury. There aren't any people who have been screwed over by the criminal justice system on my jury.
Or doctors. Like,
doctors
like
or
how am I supposed to know if the doctor was negligent or not? I'm not a physician.
And I said we need to change it from, like, 12 jurors where you need unanimous consent. I would choose 50 jurors and just have it something like 90% to convict. And, of course, police officers, convicted felons, drug dealers, everybody would have to serve, so you get a good cross-section. Because when you think about it right now, especially in a drug case, the people who are judging the guilt of that drug dealer, none of them have done drugs, none of them have friends or family that have done drugs, or if anything, they'll be, you know, my sister died of a heroin overdose, and so you're going to get a highly biased jury that believes drugs are evil, drugs are bad, and you know, really, I would like to have a jury of like, well, you know, hey, heroin helped me. Thank God this heroin dealer sold heroin. It was pure product. It relieved my pain. Not guilty, Your Honor.
How about this thought? So you want to be a judge, right? You know, this is a high job. Well, you're going to go spend a year in jail, so you'll know what it's like. Like, that's going to
be awesome.
Oh, yes.
Be part
solitary of confinement. Yeah, make sure they're in solitary confinement for the first week just to make sure they get the punishment in.
You know what? You ought to propose that to one of the state reps, James, see if we can get a
job
legislation passed.
Yeah, like it would be a certification. In order to be a certified police officer or a judge, you have to spend a week in solitary confinement. Just
and
so
it
you
should
know
be retroactive,
like.
Meaning that all the current sitting judges have to go ahead and schedule at least a month in a cell. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Kalman, in this case, is the defense attorney, Dave Kalman. He said that ours is a First Amendment defense. Our client had the right of free speech to hand out this jury nullification pamphlet with legal information. There's nothing in this juror pamphlet that says anything about any case going on before the court. It's general information put out by an organization that wasn't even put out by my client. As Wood told Fox 17 before, he said he was not targeting jurors, and once his charge is dropped, the judge plans to issue a written opinion on each person subpoenaed, though the defense and prosecution did not object to the judge, different judge and a magistrate testifying in the case. So right now, again, they're trying to determine whether the prosecutors and judges who are being called as witnesses will be allowed to be called as witnesses. The defense attorney says he plans to file another motion this month asking for Wood's felony charge to be dismissed on the grounds that it is a general charge that does not apply after already being charged with a specific crime noted in the misdemeanor for jury tampering. The prosecution has until January 8th to respond. So we'll keep our eyes on this particular case as time goes on. I mean, it's just terrible that these jury outreach activists are being arrested in various different places. Thank goodness those arrests are not happening in New Hampshire. We have
we haven't tried hard enough. I'm sure if we
going
maybe
pretty strong
Coos County, could we go somewhere here?
There are six or seven out of 10 counties that actually have active jury nullification outreach projects. So
people are getting arrested.
No one's getting arrested for it.
That's what I'm saying, because I was like, you know, James, if we went to Michigan, we'd already be at the courthouse. We could get married and arrested and serve our honeymoon in jail all at the same time.
That doesn't sound like much fun. I mean, if you're going to get arrested in New Hampshire where you actually have activists to back you up. I mean, I hate it when I see news about liberty activists somewhere else getting in trouble with the law and they're like posting on Facebook asking for people to help them and I can't do anything to really help. Okay, I can call the prosecutor or whatever, but you know, there's not as much that you can do from a distance to help your friends. Here, if you want to, you can go to where the prosecutor lives.
You can go visit him in jail. I mean, there's so many things you can do.
Let's go to Almost Single calling from New York. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind, Dave, in New York?
I'm about ready to dump my girlfriend.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Relationship advice?
Because whenever, like, say I want to go out and do something, like hang with friends, maybe run some errands, maybe go to the mall and pick something up, or maybe go and get my mail at the mailbox, whatever, do stuff, whatever. I text her, call her. She is never, ever around. Oh, but when she has things that she needs to be done, like maybe helping with the laundry, food chopping, or this, it's always, can you take me here? Can you take me there? Take me here. It's always about her, never about what I want. It's always about what she needs, never about what I want to do. It's always her, and not me.
Now,
you know?
Have you talked to her about this, Dave?
Not yet, but I'm planning on it.
Okay.
That'd probably be the first place to start. You know, I'm not an expert, but...
Oh, but I am. I mean, hell, I mean, heck, I've had 124 relationships, and I got the spreadsheet to prove it. So...
Wow, really?
Oh, yes.
That's a lot
James
of
is 100, James is 100 number 24, and I'm hoping this one is the last one.
He's got a lot of metrics on him, too.
I want to go and, like, you know, do stuff, hang out with friends, maybe go to a bar or whatever stuff. And I text her, like, oh, hey, you want to go hang out? You want to go this or do that? I don't hear from her for days and days on end. Oh, but when
days and days.
Maybe yeah, she's cheating, like, on you, Dave.
It's like, wait, no, she's not cheating on me. But when it's like, I never hear from her.
Where does she live? Wait a minute. Where does she live? I mean, you live in Poughkeepsie, New York. Where does she live?
In the next town over, Wappingers. But anyway,
when was the last time you actually saw her?
I would say about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, something like that. I don't know. But
okay,
like,
now Dave, you are her laundry boy. Okay, I just hate to just put it out there.
What does that mean, laundry boy?
Basically, when she needs her laundry done,
I want to go out and do something. Whenever I want to go and do something.
Yes, you've said that.
You've
made your point, Dave. We know you like to repeat yourself. But let's see if we can discern some more information
whenever
about your
situation.
Whenever
you want to do something with her, she's not available. But whenever she needs something done, like her lawn mowed or her laundry done, all of a sudden she wants to be with you. So you are a free source of male labor for her.
When's the last time you had sex with her, Dave?
That's none of your business, but it seems like, you know, I want to go.
When's the last time you got a kiss from her, Dave?
Again, none of your business.
Dave, this is important. This is important information to the conversation. If you don't want to give up information about when you had sex, I get that. That's personal. But a kiss? Come on. When was the last time you got a kiss from this girl? Who was your ostensible girlfriend?
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah. All right. So you've only seen her in the last week and a half, 2 weeks. You saw her. She did give you a kiss. Was it a peck on the lips, a peck on the cheek, or an actual, like, tongue-on-tongue French kiss?
It was an actual, like, you know, like, a real kiss, you know?
Not a real kiss.
Not like a,
okay.
Yes.
So,
like, you
and,
know,
and you haven't yet actually talked to her about this?
Not yet, but, like, whenever I want to go do something, hang out with friends, go to the mall,
yes,
or
you've
whatever.
Said that already. Yes. It's now the fourth time. That you've said that. So what do you want from us, Dave? Do you want us to give you some sort of advice here? What are you looking for?
Yeah, advice.
What's her phone number, Dave?
No, don't do that.
No, let's get her on the air. Let's get her on the air, and then we can hash this out.
That's not a bad idea. All right, stand by, Dave. We'll see if we can figure this out. 855-453, 855-450-3733. We'll see if we can get Dave's girlfriend's phone number. It's Free Talk Live. Don't get your hopes up.
Oh, no.
Hour number 3 is on the way.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.